views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
That's yes, me. We actually got it together. Where well, Sky and I are together.
I really missed you, and I really missed the show.
Yeah, I miss coming back. I do. Yeah.
Aw, it's been a long day's night.
And I've been walking like a dog. So,
I just want to say one thing. I purchased a Beatles CD. That you
shut up,
blow you away.
Why is that?
It blew me away. It's got every hit on it. It's got 29 hits.
I might have that one actually.
The red one? And the red cover?
I don't know. I have one of them.
If you're
a Beatles fanatic.
If you're a Beatles fanatic.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So that's the name of it. It's called I Don't Know. And you got to grab it while it lasts.
I think it's called The Top Hits of the Beatles, number one. It's got everything, Artie. I mean, everything.
Really?
Everything.
Wow, that's good. Well, they have more than 29 songs, but I'm sure it has the best of the best.
Oh, my goodness. I was one after the other. I was jumping out of my seat.
Great.
It was great. I really enjoyed it.
You know, when I listen to the Beatles music, it automatically puts me in a great mood. It really does. And if anybody wants a reading, you know, please feel free to call into the station. And that's, hey, Bri, what's that number again? I'm having a brain fart.
1-800-930-2819. And if you want to get a reading with Artie, his number is there, 877-ANGEL-02. And Sky, you can give them your number.
Yes. My number is 908-500-1474.
That was very good. You remembered your number.
Well, thank you.
I just could remember the station. 1-800-930-2819.
Please give us a call, folks. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, if you like to call, that's fine. If you want to just listen, that's fine, too. Or if you have something important you want to share with us, feel free.
Or if you'd like to join the topic.
You know,
we'd like to hear your feedback, guys.
I got to tell you, I went to this this beautiful stagecoach cottage place.
Oh.
Allison and I went to the stagecoach. In Rhode Island.
Nice.
Drop dead gorgeous, right on the lake. It was was beyond,
I could imagine,
beyond phenomenal. So if you're around the Westerly area and you want to go to a place that's incredibly beautiful, okay? I mean, it's romantic, it's breathtaking. It really is. Charm, character, the stagecoach. You're not going to be disappointed. Trust me. The people are cool. We're going to be having a special guest on next week. Her name's Jasmine.
Ooh.
From Rhode Island.
Cool.
And we met her last week. And, she's a phenomenal person. She's an interesting story that she'll tell, I'm sure, next week. And we're going to hear her side. And if people want to get a reading from a psychic from Rhode Island, you know, feel free to call in, especially for a lot of you local yokels in Rhode Island, you know. And you got to check out the stagecoach because it really is. I'm not just saying that, but it's drop-dead gorgeous. Lots of character. And like I said, the view in the back is breathtaking.
You know,
so it's very nice.
I truly believe that when God woke up one morning, he said, oh, I feel wonderful. And he made Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It is the most amazing place in this entire world. If you are somebody who is grateful and thankful and attracted to beautiful waters and calm beaches and amazing rock formations and just the way the whole place is laid out is just breathtaking.
It has incredible character and lots of history. And New Providence is gorgeous. And Westerly is gorgeous. And it really is. A lot of people don't realize how beautiful Rhode Island is. So it's very nice. It really is. So check that. So if you need a quick getaway, if you're on the East Coast and you need a quick getaway from it all, you're not going to be disappointed. And then we ended up staying at the at this hotel. It was a last minute thing. We couldn't stay at the Winnipeg because we waited to the last minute to book. So we ended up staying at this, I think it's called the Sandcastle, right on the beach on Saturday, which was nice. We'll give it a nice. It was nice, but it was on the beach, so you can't complain too bad. It was right on the beach, so. And then we went to the Adriana. That's where you and I went, me, you, and Richie.
Oh.
That restaurant right on the beach.
Oh, that was so phenomenal. Did you like it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. It was like, I didn't want to leave. You know, I always tell everybody, when I leave Rhode Island, I get homesick. I really do. I get homesick.
He's telling the truth. He's like depressed. He walks around like a moat.
So it's like, I just don't want to leave there. It's just, it's like.
Remind me after the show to show you pictures of you and I and Richie in Rhode Island the last time we went.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see it.
And they're so nice because the background was that little cove.
Right.
With all the oh my gosh, it was absolutely breathtaking. I loved it.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
So I'm going to Lilydale.
You are?
I am.
That's great. You're going to love it there.
I know. I may not be able to come home though.
Yeah, I know.
You know, folks, you got to be a medium or a psychic to even live there.
And really? I didn't know that.
You can live in Lilydale if you're not spiritually inclined in some gifted manner. And in fact, Lisa Williams lives there right now. She's been everywhere in the world. She comes from London, and she actually has a home in Lilydale.
Oh, and I'm having the pleasure of going to London. I'm leaving June 22nd. I'm coming back July 3rd.
I'm so jealous.
And it's going to be great. I'm going to the Arthur Findlay Foundation. It's like one of the top schools around the world for mediums and psychics.
Yeah.
And I feel like I think if I'm not mistaken, it's like a Harry Potter type thing.
Probably is, absolutely.
You know? And I can't wait.
You have to take pictures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because if they come out, the teachers, with those black robes, I'm going to pass out.
That's too funny.
You know, folks, I was supposed to go to, and everything was set to go. And then all of a sudden, for no reason at all, I have this terrible glitch with my credit card going overseas to pay for it. So I call my bank, and my bank said there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Everything's cool. Send it through again. Did it four times. It wouldn't take. Lo and behold, two days after the last try, something in my life would have detained me from going anywhere. Anyway, so it was a good thing. It's like the spirit.
So it was meant to work.
I was not meant to go this time. This time I was not meant to go. But I will be there. I absolutely will be there. I'm just sorry. You know who's going to be there? Dee's going to be there with you.
Dee. Yeah. Oh, she's going?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we should
hang out
with Dee.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, Doris.
Yeah.
She's from, I think she lives in Brunswick now, if I'm not mistaken, Brunswick, New Jersey.
Well,
oh, so that'll be fun. It'll be nice to know that somebody I know
somebody
will be there.
Somebody that will be there to hang out.
She's like everywhere, that girl.
I love
she
her.
She is. Yeah, she's a sweetheart of a person.
She texted me. I lost my phone for 5 days. So after I lost my phone, I just got so many emails and so many messages, I haven't been able to catch up with everybody. Plus, I got a special gift this week from my darling husband. He bought me a new Jaguar Classic Convertible that was owned originally and was sold to him by the lead guitarist of the Grateful Dead.
Wow, that's amazing.
I got pictures of autographs.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Oh, very nice.
He autographed, so he wrote me a little note. Number.
Cool. Did he autograph the car itself?
Like, no, I would have stamped him. I think my husband would have pissed him.
He says, we were probably stoned at the time.
Why'd I give this up?
Wow.
It's like a mint. This thing is mint. But there was only 250 actually produced in the world.
Really?
Yes. So this is a very big deal, this talk.
Wow. Either that or a lot of people didn't like it. So they only kept it. No, I'm only kidding.
It's gorgeous. It's got a Ferrari front.
Wow.
It's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
Yeah. Some brownie points, yeah.
There you go. Have to cruise along the coast that one.
Oh,
that's great.
I got such a suntan just driving with the roof down. It's so amazing. But you have to be very careful of your speed.
Oh, yeah.
You could fly.
Oh, yeah. And that's a magnet. It's a magnet to places.
Oh, and not only is it 12-cylinder, it's also turbocharged.
Wow.
Like, I need this. I'm a lunatic to begin with my foot on the pedal. So now I have this turbocharged 12-cylinder machine underneath me that makes you feel like you're a cloud, like you're part of the
That's
wind.
Awesome. You want to know something? I'll tell you, I'm really blessed to have friends that are policemen.
Thanks.
Because I would say the last 10 times I got pulled over, I was let go all 10 times.
You were so lucky.
I was let go all 10 times. Actually, with one ticket, I have to say, he wanted to give me 3 tickets. He gave me... only one out of the 3. It was the lesser of the evils.
Oh, good.
He says it was no points, no moving violation.
Because
it's this thing called the PBA card. Okay? And it says, because you know somebody who's on the police force, it's like the brother code or whatever. I don't care. It's the political system. I don't give a crap. The bottom line is, it gets me out of get out of jail free card.
Get out of jail card.
You know, saves me a lot of money, whether it be, you know, it's usually, I admit, I'm a fiend with the cell phone. I'm notorious for that, and I know. But hey, listen, everyone does it. Come on,
it's the truth.
You know. So, but no, I've learned to tone down my ways with that. But I do give some really good, amazing readings while I'm driving. I have to admit.
So why? You know why? Because you're like in a trance while you're driving.
Yeah, I'm in a zone.
Sometimes I don't know how I get from point A to point B. And I can't believe I'm there already.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Get into the zone.
I got news for you. I've traveled over long bridges and don't even remember going over the bridge.
I hear you.
That's happened.
I can relate to that so clearly.
Well, if you can't hear me, the audience can hear me. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
It's been amazing.
Sunday, Saturday, welcome back, everybody.
Saturday, Friday, Monday. We've been really having some nice.
You know, Bri, everyone always tells me what amazing energy I have. And when I'm around you, you know what? You put me to shame. You have tremendous, beautiful energy, Bri. I got to tell you.
Bri, we love you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You are one of the most enthusiastic, upbeat,
yep,
wonderful person. You and you're filled with unconditional love.
Absolutely.
And you really are. You're an amazing person.
You're so true.
Thanks, Artie. Thank you. Gee whiz, that's an honor and a privilege to be loved by you.
Have you ever heard a negative undertone in either your voice or your comments? You are just the most kindest person that I've ever met, and I love you for it. And you're the only one in the world who calls me Sky Theo. and I absolutely
Well, I'll, yeah, you're, can you're I say something?
Her then, huh?
Yeah. Let me chime in for a minute and say one thing. Yeah, I'm the only one, but I'm always happy. That's the way life should be.
You're right, Bri. God bless you for that.
All right, let's get back to you guys right now. Here we go.
All right. Don't you just love Brian? We love him.
You know, I was, you know, so when I was, when Allison and I, we were at the cottage, at the Stagecoach Cottage in Rhode Island, and we met this new person. It's interesting because every single time I meet a new psychic or a new medium, it's like invigorating.
Yes.
It's like you're excited. It's like, oh, tell me your story.
Yes.
I want to hear about your story. And like you go back and forth. And it's like this embrace, like, oh, wow, there's another one of us.
Yes.
Oh, wow, it's so cool to meet you.
I love
you. You know, and so, you know, she, yeah, it was just really, really awesome. And I think they're going to have us back. And again, when you meet her, when you fall over the radio next week, you'll hear what you'll see what I'm talking about. She's pretty young, too. And she's a mother 2 years old.
Oh.
Well, she's not, but her daughter, her kid is.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah. So, so it's really invigorating. And that's why I can't wait to go to the Arthur Findlay Foundation.
Is she going?
To be, no. Just
mom,
me and myself. Whatchamacallit. Well, yeah, it was supposed to be this girl, Sky, that was supposed to join me. But, you know, crap happened. So, any case.
I am so upset about that. But there's a reason, obviously.
Yeah.
There really was a big reason. And I'm grateful that my spirits protected me from not going. It was very deep personal and very, in a way, spiritual experience that I had to go through, and it really would have interfered with time that I needed to be here.
You want to know something? While driving on my way here, I had this epiphany. You know, a lot of people use the expression, they're always, you know, when things go good, they're always waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah.
So if you check out my post, and my assistant, Alona, is amazing.
We love you, Alona.
Yes, we do. My assistant, Alona, is amazing at creating such artwork around my writings because I'm always writing up new posts almost every day. Once in a blue moon, we'll throw in somebody else's, but on the most part, it's mine. And so I told Alona to post this up tomorrow. So you're getting it before it even goes up on my Facebook. And it says, when things are going good, If you're the type of person that's always waiting for the other shoe to drop, then walk around barefoot.
Oh, that's really good, Art.
And it says walk around barefoot and then just enjoy what God has given you in the moment.
That is so true. Those are beautiful words.
And you want to know something? I attribute. I can't wait for my book to come out. And you know, I have some really beautiful writings, and I have some beautiful messages, and. I don't know. I mean, I get amazed by the words that just come to me, the thoughts that come to me, the spirit. And, you know, like we were just discussing, when we're in the car and you're just traveling, you know, my mind just drifts, you know. And it's funny, like people think I'm always talking, which a lot of times I do. But there are times where I do turn into Marcel.
Really?
And,
I've never seen that.
You know, so the last couple times when I had to be on the air, the other producer that was on the radio with me, because I didn't have you and I didn't have someone else that was supposed to, that could have been on with me, and I had to be on. You know, when you're on the radio, you can't like just hang out and not talk.
Because it's dead air time, right?
So when you're talking, I could be quiet. When I'm talking, you could be quiet. But when you're on the air, you have to keep it going and going and going. And so the producers say to me, Art, I don't know how it is at all possible for you to talk as much as you do for the entire hour.
He talks in his sleep, too. I bet you that Allison told you.
Yeah. But you want to know something? Yeah, absolutely. But no, I think it freaks her out and freaks other people out too. If I'm too quiet, they go, what's the matter?
Yeah,
what's
right.
the matter? You're too quiet.
Yeah.
Sometimes I said, sometimes I like just chilling out and doing absolutely nothing.
Time I ever see you with your mouth shut is when you sing to music.
Yeah, this is true too. But when I'm in the car, like I just, like when I go for really long drives, a lot of times, when I say long drives, I'm talking hours. There's a lot of times where the radio is off, and I like just to
drift.
Just to drift, and I drive for hours and hours and hours without having the radio on, because I'm just literally connected to the other side. I'm on automatic pilot. I don't think or blink. And then there's that time where, you know, I do feel like, you know, certain music to get me in the mood or in the mode of things. So
I understand specifically what you're saying, and I want to tell you what happened to me. And please stop me if I've told you this before. I don't know if I've ever said this on the air. I was living in Florida at the time, and I was all alone in the car, and I didn't have the radio on. And I was in that stage where I was drifting. I was going down I-95, which is in Florida, and it's by the Intercoastal. And I was just driving and driving and driving, and all of a sudden I started speaking to myself out loud. And what I was saying, and it was like the words were coming out of my mouth with and no thought whatsoever. And I was listening to the words I was saying. And the words that I was saying projected the next up-and-coming year of my life, to the point where they told me that I was going to have another child, and it would be a female child. And, I mean, everything that I said to myself absolutely came to fruition.
Wow.
And I heard myself talking. I was actually listening to this voice coming out of my mouth, which I feel was my own voice, but it wasn't my own thoughts.
It was your thoughts projected into
verbiage. Absolutely. It wasn't even my thoughts. I mean, I was just rambling on. Every single thing I said came through. And it never happened again. It was that one time.
I don't know who I'm going to meet or who we're going to meet. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I feel like this year is just going to be phenomenal. There's going to be that one person that we meet that's just going to set the tone for everything to take off for us.
I can't wait.
All right, everyone, listen up, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Mrs. Jones.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
One of the reasons why, you know, our topic for this half hour, which we're now first talking about, is that a lot of people, you know, they say they want success, but they're afraid of success. And, you know, because they're afraid of having it and they're afraid of losing it. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing, not only with business, but also with love. And, you know, there are so many people who say that they want to be successful and they sabotage. They self-sabotage, or they don't do everything that they're supposed to do to try to make themselves very successful with business. You know, you could have all these devil's advocate advice saying, you know, oh, it's too much money, or, oh, I got to spend more time with the family, or it's going to take me away from my social life, or it's going to take too long, or I got to go back to school on top of working full time. You know, there's a lot of reasons why people don't, you know, become successful. And you could come up with all the excuses that you want. But if you want something bad enough, you'll be persistent, you'll be patient, and, you know, you got to go for it, you know, if you really want it that bad. And it makes no difference what it is.
You know, my take on that, people always say they want better, they want more. And I believe with my heart and soul that they're very sincere about that. However, I also believe that they're afraid of change. Now, when you become more successful, of course, your life is going to change in many aspects. You're going to want to acquire more toys. You're going to meet different caliber of people. Your social life is going to be different.
You're going to want to buy another house,
exactly.
Move into another neighborhood.
Exactly. And some people are really, in the back of their minds, very afraid of making these dramatic moves. So I feel as though, yes, everybody's driven. A lot of people are driven by success, but then there are a lot of people who retract, want the success, but don't want really what comes with it before it actually is blossoming in their lives.
And also, to become successful, that means you have to learn to be a little confrontational with some people. And, you know, there are people who are blocking you, you know, whether it be business partners, whether it be family, whether it be, you know, associates, clients, customers, you know, and you have to be willing to tell it like it is. And the fastest way to get rid of a problem is to deal with your problems head on right away. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, linger on and linger on and linger on. But, you know, I've had some issues with my other endeavors that I had going on.
Yeah.
And you know what? The faster you get back to a client or a customer, the quicker the situation is resolved.
Yes.
And you're not jerking around and you're not pondering on it or what will they think. Just hit the person dead on, right in, you know, just be, don't be afraid to honestly, just, you know, say what's on your mind, speak your truth, and so that you can move on. And when you handle problems and situations as fast as possible or as efficiently as possible, you know, then you could grow on rather than like putting them off.
And thinking, you keep constantly thinking. And you overthink yourself. Something that can be resolved so easily, if you ponder it too much in your mind, you're overthinking the problem. And you're blowing it up out of proportion.
And a lot of people jump to a lot of hypothetical situations.
Oh, 100%.
And that is like one of the biggest problems in all aspects of life, not just business, but also love. So what if, and what do I mean by hypothetical? Hypothetical situation is you jump to conclusions before anything has happened and you're automatically assuming the worst.
Exactly. Oh, before you know any facts.
It's also very, very important to have a partner in your life that supports you through and through for everything that you do, and you support them.
Absolutely.
That is a solid couple. That is a solid unit where, you know, you know, that, like this saying goes, you know, behind every successful man is a woman, and vice versa. And so that's why a lot of times when, you know, you go to purchase large items, whether it be real estate, whether it be timeshare, whether it be a car, whether it be, but they like to have the other person right there.
Yeah.
Because it translates into something else.
Yeah.
So the salesperson could talk to the both of them at the same time, so they both could get the exact gist.
And they're on the same page.
Exactly. And it's not going to be fudged, because if somebody has a block,
yes,
and the other person's enthusiastic and wants to go for it, or go for classes, or go for whatever it is, or an investment in a business or whatever, if they're both not there, they're not going to be able to fully appreciate.
Exactly. And a lot of people forget that when you have a partner, your life is not 1,000% your own. You are half of a team. And I don't mean to lose your identity. That is not what I'm talking about. But in your life decisions and in your everyday life, you need, in a good relationship, it's always the best thing to always consult each other, not one just making the full decisions and the other one, you know, saying, okay, or all right, you're really not happy with it.
Yeah, and it's also good to have a person who's along with you, whether it be your partner in life or whether it be a friend or somebody, because while you're in the thick of things, negotiating or talking with the other person, you have the other person who's not emotionally involved in the moment, and they're just sitting on the outside watching everything from a strong peripheral vision, from the big picture.
Sure.
So it's very important and very healthy, to have more than one person as far as, you know, go behind you. Now, if you say, well, my partner never backs me up or they're always negative, well, then guess what? You're going to have to either switch partners in life or you shift gears.
But maybe they have a reason for that. Maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe you're always giving negative energy and, you know, you're shooting everything down and that other person has a lot of optimism. So you have to really look at the situation. However, we have to go to a commercial break right now, folks, and we will be right back.
Yes, we will.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com. for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening, and the music seeping through. The next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah. And down along the avenue, some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside and smoked myself a J. And when I come back to the room, everybody just seemed to move, and I turned my amp up loud and I began to play. And it was late in the evening, and I blew that room away. I said I'm gonna get that girl no matter what I do. Well, I guess I've been in love before. Once or twice I've been on the floor, but I never loved no one the way that I love you. And it was late in the evening, and all the music seeping through.
Welcome back with Artie and Sky. You're with Angels and Answers, and if anybody wants to call in, call
1-800-930-2819. My friend.
That's right. Call now while they last. Get your free $25.
Hey, listen, folks, anything to know is better not than not to know. So if you want to have a great reading with Sky, then you call 908-500-1474. And if you want an amazing reading with Artie, you call Sky.
That's right. Still call Sky. 908-500-1474.
No, 877-ANGEL-02.
Hey, you're developing a little sense of humor there. I like it. She's throwing a little stick. I'm finally rubbing off on her.
Ah, it's such a beautiful day in Gotham City.
So the topic that we were talking about was about people who are deathly afraid of success. They say they want it. They fantasize about it. It's almost like, you know what, you know, wanting to be a performer. Seriously, yes. if you're a musician or you do stand up or whatever, people are very good so long as no one's watching. But once they get up on stage, they freeze.
Right.
And a lot of professional baseball players have had that problem. There were people who were in the farm league. They were doing fine, but once they made it on the field, you know, in the big leagues, they froze and they ended up losing it because they couldn't take the pressure.
Exactly.
And there is pressure involved, but you want to know something? You can go to a therapist to help you get past your fear of the public or the fear of success. And trust me, this has to do with a childhood. This has to do with your childhood experiences.
God
excuse
bless
me.
You 100 times.
Thank you.
So, and you know something, everybody? Success isn't an easy thing to maintain. It's not an easy thing to acquire. And it's not an easy thing to accept. Because like I said before, your whole life changes in many different aspects. Now, you know that when you have, when you become successful, you know right off the bat, you're going to have to be devoting more time away from your family and more time to that particular business or that career. So right away you put an obstacle in your course. Oh, well, you know, if I become really successful, I'm not gonna see my family. When am I gonna go dating? I'm not gonna have a social life. Already you got an obstacle. So if I were you, I would just leave it alone, go after your success, don't beat yourself up about it, and let the universe take over. Because the universe will never give you more than you can handle. That's the truth. So you will be able to cope with everything, and you will find a way. You will find a way to fit in everything that you truly want to fit into that day. You will get done. And your life will be not only successful in business, but successful in your personal life as well.
Yeah, a lot of people get in too much into their heads, and they psych themselves out, and they get very nervous. And, you know, like I said, you self-sabotage.
Yes,
and
not knowing.
And, you know, when you're really good at something, and this is something I've learned, when you do something from the heart, from what it is that you're doing, all right, the money will naturally be there for you. When you're going after success just for the money aspect of it, you might not be as successful, but even if you are successful because you're money hungry and you're chasing it, it's going to be shortly lived, and emotionally you're not going to be happy with it. And, you know, it's...
But maybe that's not really what you're after. Maybe you're just after praise. Because usually successful people are a little bit on the narcissistic side. And they thrive on praise. And they thrive on... well, I'm talking about big moguls.
Hold on a second. There are too many people connect having a lot of money to greed. Having a lot of money is negativity. And so
it's
therefore...
Not.
Right. And it's not at all. Because the more your life is well supported, the better quality life you're going to have and the more people you can help out.
Sure.
And think of yourself like an Oprah Winfrey. You know, here's a lady who's ultra, ultra successful and she's extremely giving to the public. And wouldn't you want that?
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people are afraid, you know, again, you know, if I have too much money or, you know, the people around me is going to be too jealous or whatnot. Hey, listen, you want to know something in all my relationships? If my partner could make 10 times more than me, more power to them.
See, that's exactly
I have no ego as far as the male making less money and the woman going out to make the money. And,
and
it just so happens to be. And, you know, and unfortunately, there are guys who take a hissy fit because, you know, their female partner makes more than them. I have no ego whatsoever when it comes
that's
to that.
That's ridiculous because it's one pocket. It's one household.
And you're that's a partner that's being very selfish. That's a partner that's not, backing you up. And again, they're being very selfish rather than, you know, giving you full force, appreciation. And, you know, that's probably the best thing that two people could do. Or if there's three or more, that's fine too. But in a partnership or a relationship or business, whatever it is. But when you compliment one another and when somebody screws up, you know, you say, that's all right, we'll get them next time.
Right.
But don't allow a mistake or a screw up, you know, to keep you from
succeeding.
Because winning, failing is all a part of success. It's a part of it. It's the ones who could go through that is the ones who's going to, you know, be the victor.
The only time you fail is when you fail to pick yourself up and try again. That is failure. If you try and you don't succeed and you pick yourself up again and you try again, you are a success.
There's a Chinese proverb that I have at my place, and it says if you get up one more time then you fail, then you'll be successful.
Yes.
And with that,
I believe that.
Yep. Skye and I, we're going to wrap this hour up, and then we're going to come back for some more Angels and Answers talk. And if anybody wants to call in, feel free. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.